pray. Heavenly Father, hear our prayers and accept our praises for Jesus' sake. Amen. Over the past weeks, my thoughts have turned to the seven petitions of the Lord's Prayer. This prayer is at the heart of all that we do here at ILC. Since the Father resides in heaven, we know that He is both willing and able to do all that we ask. And what we ask is that His name be kept holy at all times on this campus by what we say and what we do. We ask that His kingdom of grace come among us by the continuing preaching of the gospel. We ask that we be strengthened to do His will and to accept His will as it is done to us. We ask that our needs be supplied on a daily basis, that our sins be forgiven, and that we be loving enough to forgive the sins of others. We ask that God lead us here in such a way that we do not fall into those temptations that come our way. We ask that we be delivered from all evil. If God grants all these blessings, then life here at ILC will be a blessing for all of us. But can we be sure that He is going to answer these petitions according to the way that we ask them? Well, we find our assurance in the fact that to Him belong the kingdom and the power and the glory. The kingdom of which we speak here is different from kingdoms of this world. God's kingdom is not one that is established by force, but rather one that is established by grace and peace. This is a kingdom founded upon God's own Son. By His life and death, Jesus Christ liberated millions of people and continues to do so, liberated them from the deadly grip of Satan. And He transported us into the loving and everlasting rule of God. Now and forever, we belong to the Father, and He rules within our hearts. Therefore, the King to whom we are coming is a fatherly King. And to whom else should we go? As King, He alone has the authority to do all that we ask. Moreover, all that we do ask in this prayer is in full accord with the nature of His kingdom. It is exactly what He wants. And since He possesses the authority to grant our petition, we are thereby assured that these petitions will be granted. But what if we have a situation where somebody has the authority but does not have the power? He has the right to do things, but He does not have the means to do them. Thine is the power. These words give to us the confidence that what God intends to do, He is able to do. He is the Father Almighty. Not only is He able to grant these petitions, but He's the only one who is able to do it. All the powers in earth and heaven outside of God put together could not fulfill one of these requests. Only God is able to do what needs to be done. He is able to silence all those who try to prevent His name from being hallowed, His kingdom from coming, His will from being done, who try to prevent the reception of our daily bread, who try to prevent the proclamation of the gospel of forgiveness, who try to lead us into temptation and cause evil to befall us. Only the Father can stand in their way, and He does, with His back towards them and with the hands of blessing outstretched toward us. Our Heavenly Father has both the authority and the power to do this and much more than we ask. And finally, In giving this prayer, Jesus tells us that the glory belongs to the Father. Now, we often urge one another not to do things for personal glory, but that's because we don't deserve it. However, there is one who deserves all the glory because he is God. The glory of love is his, the glory of truth, the glory of holiness, the glory of righteousness, the glory of justice, the glory of goodness, the glory of mercy, of compassion, of power, and on and on. All glory is his. And this is the marvelous thing about it, that unlike us, God is not selfish with his glory. When God is glorified, we get the benefits. The glory of God's love is seen in our salvation. The glory of his truth abounds on the pages of Holy Scripture, our book of life. The glory of his holiness is seen in the way he keeps us separate from all that is harmful to our souls. The glory of his justice is seen in the amazing gospel proclamation, the declaration of God that for Jesus' sake we are righteous in his eyes, and therefore heaven is ours. When God is glorified, we are exalted. Exalted from our lowly status, exalted to the heavens, exalted to share in that glory which is his. When his is the glory, then ours is the glory. We pray. Oh, Father, you have the authority to do all that we ask of you. You have the power to accomplish it. And when all is done, the glory is yours. And you will shine brighter than the sun and all the stars of heaven. And we will see it. For this reason, we pray this prayer with complete confidence that you will grant our requests beyond what we imagine. O Father, hallow your name here at ILC. Bring your kingdom to this place and these people. Do your good and gracious will here. Provide our daily needs. Forgive us when we sin. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Do all of this at our school, for the kingdom is yours, the power is yours, and the glory is yours forever. Father, we are confident that you will grant these requests, and so we say, Amen. And we sing the hymn which is printed on the sheets.